This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there, you're listening to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tui na reo o te hapori, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today we're going to be talking about hidden or invisible disabilities. What are they? What to look for? How can we be more supportive? And what's out there to make those way more visible? Stick around for that, but first a shout out to a sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoro and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
You won't miss out on Progress to Health's details. I'll play the ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. All right, let's start. Hidden disabilities. Seeing the unseen. Most of us are taught from a young age what disability looks like. We look for the wheelchair, the white cane, or the hearing aid, for example. But what happens when the barrier isn't visible to the naked eye? What happens when the struggle is neurological, chronic, or internal? When your disability is hidden, you often find yourself in a constant cycle of proving your needs. You may look fine while dealing with debilitating chronic pain, extreme fatigue, or sensory processing challenges. Today, we're moving away from the quotation marks, but you don't look sick narrative, and moving towards a culture of belief. In Aotearoa, it's estimated that 1 in 5 New Zealanders live with a disability. And a staggering 80% of those are hidden or invisible. That means for the person standing next to you at the supermarket or sitting across from you on the bus, the barrier may not be a wheelchair or a white cane. It may be chronic pain, neurodivergency, a medical condition that is invisible to the naked eye, or even mental health. When your disability is hidden, you often find yourself in a constant cycle of proving your needs. You may not look fine while dealing with debilitating fatigue or sensory processing challenges. So, for example, I often mention my struggle and sometimes internal struggle with having to use a mobility parking card and feeling unsafe when I use one of those parking spaces, for example, at the supermarket, and I have to get out of my car and, you know, dealing with the looks I get and often incredibly scared of being asked by someone or being, someone stopping me to say something about me using that special car park. I often have conversations in my head about what am I going to say and how am I going to respond to that. There is a specific kind of exhaustion that comes with having a hidden condition. It's called masking or passing. It's the energy you spend trying to appear typical or healthy just to avoid the awkward questions or the judgmental glances when you sit in the priority seat of the bus, or like I just mentioned, when you need to use a mobility parking space. Think about conditions like, for example, fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, where your battery may only be at 10% when you wake up. Neurodivergence like autism or ADHD or both, where the world is often too loud, too bright, too fast, or just not made for you. Or mental health conditions such as severe anxiety or PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, that can make a simple grocery trip feel like a trek through a minefield. We need to shift the burden of proof. It shouldn't be on the individual to explain their medical history just to get a seat or a moment of grace. It should be on us as a community to create space for everyone, regardless of what we can see. So how do we bridge that gap? How can someone signal they need a little extra time or understanding without having to tell their life story to every stranger they meet? This is where the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower program comes in. It's gaining huge momentum here in New Zealand, but it's huge already overseas, places like the UK and even Australia. You see it at most of our major airports, for example, in Auckland and Hamilton right now, down to Invercargill, and even at Sudirma Hotels. If you see someone wearing a bright green lanyard with yellow sunflowers, here is what that signal means. It's a discreet sign. It tells staff and the public that the wearer has a hidden disability. It's an invitation for patients. It says, I might need a bit more time, or I may need you to speak more clearly. It is voluntary. The wearer chooses when to put it on. The beauty of the sunflower is that it removes the need for confrontation. If you see the lanyard, you don't need to know the diagnosis. You just need to offer a little extra kindness. I just want to add here, I've been a huge supporter and a fan of the sunflower as a symbol to show and make hidden disabilities more visible. I've been wearing a lanyard since I've started the awareness about my long COVID and other chronic conditions I live with. And it doesn't even need to be just that lanyard. You can have the sunflower as a symbol as it is. So yeah, just really cool. A sunflower, it's a beautiful flower and representing hidden disabilities. Now, speaking of support tools, let's talk about the mobility parking permit, which is a New Zealand permit. I just mentioned when I was sharing my own story recently. This is a big one for the hidden disability community. There is a common misconception that these are only for people who use wheelchairs or have physical disabilities, but they're not. In New Zealand, you may be eligible for a permit through CCS Disability Action if your ability to walk distances is severely restricted due to a medical condition, like severe pain or breathlessness when you're short of breath, or you require physical contact or close supervision to get around safely, for example, due to disorientation or severe anxiety. So, what are the essentials? The cost for the mobility parking permit. The cost, a long-term permit, which is 5 years, is $50, while a short-term permit, which is up to 12 months, is $35. Now, my experience is that even though my long COVID is a chronic condition, I still, as it is in New Zealand right now, the GPs will only give you for conditions like that on a yearly basis. So every year I have to renew my mobility parking card, cost me $35. But because you need that constant checking in with the doctor that your condition is still there and is still impacting your life, as opposed to if you have a permanent physical disability or a brain injury or something like that that won't get better over time, then the doctor may decide to give you a 5-year permit. So what is the process to get a mobility parking card through CCS Disability Action? So you need to go to your doctor or your general practitioner, GP, and the doctor will certify your eligibility, and the doctor actually fills part of the form, your application form for the mobility parking card. What are the rules? As of late 2024, the fine for misusing a mobility pack in New Zealand has increased significantly to $750. I love this because in the past I've seen, and I still actually see this all the time, I see people using mobility parking spots as a place to just wait in the car, as a place to have a quick, oh, I'm just going to go in and out of a place. That is wrong. Those mobility parking spaces are not available enough. There's only a few of them in places you go. So by sitting in your car, waiting for someone, or just quickly jumping out and in, you're actually taking away the opportunity of someone that actually needs to use that space. I see this quite often, and it really upsets me. So the current fine for using a mobility parking space without displaying a permit is $750, and it's a serious reminder that these spots are essential lifelines, not just convenient parks. For myself, I've mentioned here before a number of times that for me, the mobility parking card is essential for me to carry on working full time, because if I don't have parking close to my work or close to the places I'm going with people I'm supporting or places I have to go, that energy that I'll have to spend walking further to places means I won't be able to carry on essential things for my work and for my daily life. For those of you listening who are living with this reality, let's talk about the internal work. Last episode, we took a deep dive into spoon theory and the art of pacing, that vital strategy of managing your activity levels to avoid the boom and bust cycle. We discussed how you start the day with a limited number of spoons, and every task from showering to answering an email costs you one. Pacing is about listening to your body before the crash happens. When you have a hidden disability, you become a master of energy accounting. Self-advocacy isn't just about telling others what you need. It's about giving yourself permission to rest without any guilt. Now that we touched on the internal work and energy management, let's talk about the world outside your front door. For many of us in the hidden disability community, the biggest hurdle isn't the condition itself. It's the friction of navigating society that wasn't built for us. In New Zealand, we have a legal backbone that means to protect us, the Human Rights Act of 1993. It's important to note that the definition of disability in our law is incredibly broad. It includes everything from chronic illness and physical impairment to mental health conditions and neurodiversity. But there is a gap between the law and the daily lived experience. Either it's the look someone gives you when you're 25 and using a mobility pack, or a boss who thinks you're slacking off because your fatigue is invisible. That gap is where the stigma lives. One of the most common questions I get is about work. Do I disclose my hidden disability? Will it cost me my job? Under New Zealand law, employers have a duty to provide reasonable accommodations. This means making changes so you can do your job effectively, as long as it doesn't cause unreasonable disruption to the business. For someone with a hidden disability, an accommodation may look like flexible hours, starting late or manage morning pain or fatigue, sensory changes, dimming the office lights or being allowed to wear noise-canceling headphones, written instructions, helping with brain fog, or processing issues. If you're struggling at work, you don't have to carry it alone. Organizations like Your Way, Ki Aroha, or WorkBridge are specifically there to help Kiwis with disabilities find and keep work. You have the right to thrive in your career, not just survive it. In Progress to Health, we also have a wonderful vocation team. But the stigma doesn't wait until adulthood. For our students from primary school to tertiary, having a hidden disability can feel like a running race with invisible weights. The good news is that the Hidden Disability Sunflower is moving into our schools. It's helping teachers recognize that when a student is struggling to focus or seems disruptive, it may actually be a sign of a hidden barrier. If you are at uni, like Waikato or WinTech, look for disability support services, often called Access for Success. They can provide things like note takers for when you can't physically write it, extra time in exams for processing, quiet spaces for sensory breaks. Education is a right, not a privilege, for the able-bodied. If you are a student, don't be afraid to reach out to the services. They are there to level the playing field. Now let's talk about the medical system. If you feel like your symptoms are being dismissed because they are hidden or invisible, remember that you have rights under the Code of Health and Disability Services Consumers' Rights. So, pro tip for your next appointment, write it down. Bring a list of symptoms so you don't forget them in the moment. 2. Take a support person. Sometimes having a friend, a family member, or even professional support like a peer worker can help you feel heard. And 3. Advocacy services. If you feel your rights aren't being met, there is a nationwide advocacy service that is free and independent. They can help you navigate concerns with health providers. Their number is 0800-555-050. And you can also go to www.advocacy.org.nz. That's advocacy, A-D-V-O-C-A-C-Y. Or email advocacy at advocacy.org.nz, and this is a free nationwide service. Sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening, you're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Okay, as we begin to wrap up, I want to leave you with a challenge that goes beyond just understanding the facts. We've talked about the hidden disability sunflower, the logistics of mobility parking, and the legal rights we hold here in New Zealand, Aotearoa. But the real shift, the true dismantling of stigma, happens in our everyday interactions. The next time you see someone using an accessible resource who, quotation marks, looks healthy, or someone wearing a sunflower lanyard who seems to be navigating the world just fine. I want you to choose curiosity and belief over judgment. When we live with a hidden disability, we spend so much of our energy defending our reality. We defend it to doctors, to employers, sometimes even to our own family. When you choose to believe someone without demanding proof, you are literally giving them back a piece of their energy. You are allowing them to use those spoons for living rather than for defending. Inclusion isn't just a checklist for businesses or a policy for the government. It's a culture we build together. It's about building a world where we don't wait for a visible sign of struggle before we offer support. It's about realizing accessibility isn't about ramps and wide doors only. It's about flexible thinking, patient communication, and a community that assumes everyone is doing their best with the tools they have. To those of you listening who are navigating a hidden condition, your experience is valid. Your needs are real. Either you are using your left spoon just to listen to the show, or you are out there advocating for change you are seeing. This is all we have time for today. So take care, and I'll catch you next week on the Fighting Stigma Show right here on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.